SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer rallied European leaders over the weekend on behalf of Ukraine, as well as wider European security.
Our starting point must be to put Ukraine in the strongest possible position now, so that they can negotiate from a position of strength. And we are doubling down in our support.
Moscow is closely tracking the growing divisions between the Trump White House and Ukraine. Russia says the collective West was fragmenting over the war.
Publicly, at least, the Kremlin is containing the glee it no doubt feels over the events of recent weeks. It started with the radical shift in U.S. relations towards Moscow initiated by President Trump, and reached a new level with what Russia sees as the public humiliation of Volodymyr Zelensky at the White House on Friday.
That's the BBC's Danny Eberhardt reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, some GOP senators want to battle the House on which budget proposal the president should accept.
Senate Republican committee chairs delivered a blunt message to Senate Majority Leader John Thune last week that they want the Senate to assert itself and not let the White House and Speaker Mike Johnson dictate to them. They said the Senate should stand firm, not just on the budget bill that will be used to move President Trump's agenda, but also on preventing a shutdown and not accepting a year-long government funding resolution that would trigger cuts to defense spending. The committee leaders also voiced their frustrations over the growing momentum behind a long-term continuing resolution that would not allow lawmakers to substantially adjust discretionary spending priorities for the rest of fiscal 2025. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
South Carolina's governor declared a state of emergency yesterday as crews battled wildfires that burned more than 6 square miles. Meanwhile, fire crews in North Carolina are working to contain multiple blazes in 4 forests. This is SRN News. There's a new detailed look at America's spiritual beliefs. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The percentage of people who are non-religious is higher than ever, approaching one-third. But that doesn't mean that folks don't believe in anything bigger than themselves. The Pew Research Center reports that 83% of Americans believe in God or some sort of universal spirit. 86% think that every individual has a soul, not just a physical body. And 70% say there is an afterlife of some kind where all of us are going. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa has become the first state to remove the so-called gender identity protections from its civil rights code. Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill into law just a day after the Republican-controlled legislature approved the measure. Iowa's new legislation removes gender ID as a protected class. It also defines female and male. This is SRN News. A private lunar lander has touched down on the moon, delivering a drill and other experiments for NASA.
Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lander descended from lunar orbit early Sunday, aiming for an impact basin on the moon's near side. Confirmation of touchdown came from Firefly's Mission Control in Texas. Named for a rare species of fireflies, Blue Ghost blasted off from Florida in January. Two other companies' landers are hot on the heels of Blue Ghost, with the next one targeting a landing later this week.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says the flurry of activity comes as NASA strives to ignite a lunar economy and send astronauts back to the moon. There were some anti-Doge protests over the weekend. Demonstrators gathered outside Tesla stores to protest CEO Elon Musk over his push to slash government spending and how he's going about firing thousands of federal workers. More details at SRNnews.com.